Investment flash.
Chip stocks are crumbling and money is rushing into small caps. The rotation trade is on and it might just be getting started.
Welcome to Investment Flash, the weekend edition for Saturday, July 18th, 2026. I'm Marie, and with me as always, Tom and Gerald.
Tom, your sell semiconductors call from yesterday's episode, the semiconductor ETF down another 2%? You're sounding prescient.
Buddy, I wish I could take credit, but this is a momentum unwind. A Chinese startup's new AI model just lit a fire under crowded trades.
Right. NVIDIA fell over 2%. AMD is still up over 100% year to date, but momentum is breaking. And the semiconductor ETF lost 2.2% in Friday's session. The air pocket below is deep.
And that's why the rotation into small caps is the play. The small cap ETF barely budged while the NASDAQ 100 dropped 1.5%. It's only 3% off its 52-week high.
Yeah, look, I get the momentum, but small caps aren't exactly cheap on a price-to-earnings basis. If growth slows, they're not immune.
Hold on. Citi's Biyadamanthi says sharp rotations are necessary to broaden the rally. This is exactly the kind of shift she was talking about.
Exactly.
Fair enough. I'll concede the rotation is real, but I'm watching valuations.
Meanwhile, the AI divide is brutal. IBM issued a revenue warning, and shares fell nearly 3%, now just 4% above its 52-week low. It's a clear AI loser.
IBM warning is a hammer, according to Bloomberg. More like a feather duster, buddy. That stock has been stuck for years.
A feather duster. But it's still a $60 billion company. The point is, if you're not in AI infrastructure, you're in pain.
Now, let's talk energy. A completely different story. Amundi is pressing the EU to let transition funds hold oil and gas. That's a potential regulatory tailwind.
Valero Energy hit a new 52-week high, up over 3% on refining margins. Gas prices staying high, even if oil falls. That's a pure play on strained capacity.
All right, but the energy sector ETF is up 26% year to date. How much more juice is there? It's crowded.
But this Amundi push could open institutional demand from ESG funds. That's a structural shift, not just momentum.
100%. That's the catalyst, Gerald.
All right. The policy angle is new. I'll give you that.
Now, the bond market is a mess. Hyperscalers like Microsoft and Amazon are issuing debt for their AI build-out, and that supply is crushing investment-grade bonds. The investment-grade bond ETF is near its 52-week low.
UBS's Kevin Zhao is shorting treasuries, betting U.S. growth erodes the haven. But yields actually fell on geopolitical tension. The long-duration treasury ETF is near its low, too. Both trades are crowded. It's a whipsaw waiting to happen.
So on bonds, better to watch from the sidelines. The contradiction is too high.
Fair. Boring to tear.
Sometimes boring is smart, mate.
That's fair. But let's keep moving. Mining equipment makers Sandvik and Epiroc fell over 9% on order slowdowns. That's a direct hit from falling metals.
Sandvik down 18% from highs. That's rough. But it's a niche play, not our main theme.
It could ripple into gold miners, too. The gold miners ETF shed nearly 3% in a week. If CapEx cuts follow, that group underperforms.
Earnings season delivered some sharp single stock moves. Netflix down 10% pre-market on a revenue miss. Intuitive Surgical down 14% on guidance disappointment. And SpaceX fell 3.5% on a launch abort. Verizon gained 1% on a store sale plan.
Netflix missed. I didn't see that coming. Subscriber growth slowing?
Guidance disappointments are a theme. Even Intuitive Surgical beat, but got crushed. It's a tough tape for high multiple names.
Right, and that ties back to our rotation call. High growth tech is being punished, while defensive or value plays get a bid.
Now, the most original take from the Financial Times,
the London IPO market isn't as bad as the narrative. Despite defections, the UK is on track for its best year of new listings since 2021.
Okay, but London is a sideshow compared to New York in this rotation story.
Nah, but listen, the UK ETF is undervalued partly because of this misplaced pessimism. There's a value case here, and I saw that FTPs 3 days ago, so it's been building.
He's got a point. If the IPO pipeline is robust, that's a sign of corporate confidence. The UK might be a contrarian buy for patient money.
All right, fair. EW might be worth a watch. I'm just more focused on the dispersion trade.
Which brings us to our view. The cleanest expression isn't a single stock. It's a pairs trade. Long the small cap ETF against short the NASDAQ 100 ETF captures the rotation. And long Valero Energy against short the semiconductor ETF plays the energy tech divergence.
Exactly. IWM only 3% off highs. QQQ 7% below its peak. That trade has room to run.
But the counter argument, Tom, the chip sell-off might be overdone. This Chinese model's threat to Nvidia is unproven, and the Blackwell ramp is still on. If next week's tech earnings surprise, the rotation snaps back hard.
Buddy, when momentum unwinds, it doesn't care about fundamentals in the short term. The trade is on until it isn't.
Hold on. Gerald's right about one thing. The Fed is the missing piece. September meeting is huge, and no one's discussing it. A dovish surprise could upend all these trades.
And the AI CapEx debt overhang won't go away. Those hyperscaler bond issuances are a structural headwind for credit that deserves more attention.
So, with all that said, as always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. London, for the weekend edition. Until then, trade smart.
And maybe don't put all your chips in semiconductors. Literally.
See what you did there, Marie.